Item 21, another easy one.
From the Director of Human Resources, requesting authorization to create one position of comptroller, which will be an elected position in Milwaukee County. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit and the Department of Administrative Services and Human Resources. The Committee on Finance and Audit approved this item 5-0.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Well, some of the state statutes is coming, so I'm going to approve, concur with the finance board. I will get one.
Ms. Torhorst.
I'm here to answer any questions that you may have regarding the entire package, or if there are questions from yesterday's discussion that you would like to know about, I'm happy to address any of that as well.
What exactly did finance approve yesterday?
The creation of the position, Mr. Chairman?
It's over known.
Okay. I thought there was some delays or something.
This is simply the one position for the Milwaukee County Comptroller.
Just the one position, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And is it necessary in order to have the, whoever prevails in the election, they need to have a position into which they can stand.
Is it, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
That's part of this. So that's the real purpose of this committee.
Right.
Correct.
Any other comments, questions? We are on item number 21, Supervisor Sanfilippo, and the motion is to concur with finance, which approved the position, the one position. Okay. Any questions?
No. Did we get to hear an update from Ms. Torhorst as to what happened yesterday with...
No questions were asked. I'm happy to provide that update if you'd like.
I apologize to my fellow members. I have to run out for a call. Can you just kind of...
Sure. So as Mr. Session noted yesterday, the Finance and Audit Committee did pass the position create out of committee. They did lay over the package that would have created the full office. We were obviously a little disappointed in that, and you know, I'm happy to talk a little bit about why the reasons that we think this matter needs to have action taken on it, based on the fact that the legislation was passed at the Senate, or at the Senate, at the state. The comptroller will essentially be starting with an unstaffed office while having the mandated responsibilities that go with that office. The county board staff that was involved in the process of drafting the memo, as well as the Department of Audit and the comptroller, both consulted in the process. Unfortunately, there's not much room for interpretation in the legislation. The package presented would allow the comptroller to do the mandated processes and functions. If after several months of having done the processes, the comptroller feels that there's no staff, need for more staff, the county executive's very open to having those discussions in the 2013 budget. Mentioned yesterday was the addition of fiscal staff to create an office similar to the Legislative Fiscal Bureau at the state. This is a laudable goal for the board. If they would like to research, they're having their research staff that's independent and protected by civil service, we would fully support that transition of their research analyst to having them serve in that role rather than serve at the pleasure of the chair. The county executive also felt it was important to emphasize that the Department of Audit will still be able to be a resource for the board as an independent...
Mr. Chair, we're off topic.
Okay. I guess I wanted to go back... I was not at finance, but I read the article in today's paper, and I guess that's why I was a little amazed. So what exactly,
Mr. Chairman,
did finance do yesterday?
Finance had two items related to the Office of the Comptroller in front of it yesterday, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
One item was the creation of the comptroller position, which is the item that we share with finance. That's
okay.
In front of us currently.
Yes.
The other item was the constitution of that office, how it would be configured, and what personnel would be staffing that office.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're finance, just on the creation.
Correct. Finance laid over the question of how the Office of Comptroller will be constituted.
Okay. Okay, so without putting words in your mouth, Supervisor Schmidt, was that part of your motion?
No, because that's not in front of us. The only thing in front of us is, as I
was the creation?
Concur with finance, is the creation of this office. Sure.
Okay. All right. Everybody understand? All right. I don't know if we need to have Ms. Torhorst go any further.
Mr. Chairman, one question. So how does this then affect that office if we now have the comptroller himself? But, you know, are we running into problems with violating the state, what the law that was passed by the state? Are we going to end up electing a comptroller and he can't do anything or doesn't have an, or she, sorry, that's right, and that person can't do anything because they don't have enough to, will they have an authority to, when this comptroller is elected, does the comptroller have authority to begin doing something for their job, even though my understanding is we haven't created the full department? The full department hasn't been created yet.
Correct. The full department has not been created yet. My understanding is the comptroller will be able to perform his or her duties as determined by the state legislation. But how the office is configured, that wouldn't be determined at that point. The benefit of waiting is to allow, you would allow the comptroller, the newly elected comptroller, to have some say into how that office is configured.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any other comments, questions? If not, what's before us is the motion by Supervisor Schmidt to create this position. If there's no further, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Cesars?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Cheer?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to concur with finance and audit is approved.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, as the vice chair, let me...